No dish in New Orleans is more Creole than gumbo. And, appropriately enough for that Creole identity, there's no single answer to just how it should taste or what can go in the pot. But, straight talk here, that does not mean anything goes. Far from it. Think about that Disney gumbo kerfuffle earlier this year. It wasn't an isolated incident. Too often, people will apply the term gumbo to some mixed-up mashup of flavor, of music, of anything, really, that happens in Louisiana and escapes easy definition. Just call it a gumbo, right? Wrong. Gumbo is not strictly defined, but our expectations and cravings for it are specific, and that's important. This has been on my mind because this weekend, a veritable dream team of New Orleans Creole eateries will serve more than a dozen versions of gumbo at the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival. It's one of the neighborhood events put on throughout the year by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the nonprofit behind Jazz Fest. It's held in Armstrong Park, and among the vendors this year are some stalwarts of New Orleans food, alongside others from the next generation. In one category, you've got Little Dizzy's, Willie Mays, the Yakiman Lady, and Dunbar's. Across the aisle, there's Neo's, the food truck Dirty Dishes, Café Dauphine down on Holy Cross, and plenty more. Just think about having all that gumbo in one place. Now, asking for a dozen-plus riffs on one dish could be tricky, but it's no problem when the dish in question is gumbo. Recipes differ from house to house in New Orleans, never mind just from restaurant to restaurant. We're talking about seafood gumbo, chicken sausage gumbo, filet gumbo, and a range of roux that may well look like a catalog of earth tones. Parsing the difference between great gumbos and analyzing what makes an authoritative version, this is common practice. It's a dish New Orleans people treasure and around which they've formed strong preferences and opinions. Which is why so many piled on the disdain for Disney earlier this year when the media giant dared promote a healthy gumbo. It had kale, it had quinoa, and it had people fired up enough to complain through social media. Very soon, Disney pulled the recipe. But it turns out that the local reception to new ideas in the gumbo pot is a bit warmer when they start closer to home. A few years ago, the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival held a special vegan gumbo contest among its vendors. Yes, some howls of sacrilege did ensue, but the contest also led to a few recipes that have since become part of the vendor's normal repertoire. In fact, two vegan gumbos will be in rotation at the festival this weekend, right alongside the seafood and meat versions. Heck, one is even gluten-free. Does that still qualify as gumbo? You have to eat it to decide. After all, great gumbo should speak directly to your heart. But as anyone who's pursued different gumbos around Louisiana knows, it doesn't always have to say the same thing. Learn more and get details on the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival online at wwno.org.